Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
It's the balcony.
It is the balcony. That's me. That's me telling you that it is the balcony.
Oh, man. You hit the button right after my off-air silliness ended. Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. That's cool. That's very
cool. So here we are again.
Hello and welcome. My name is Scott.
My name is Anthony, and welcome to Balcony Radio. And here we are, and we have another lesson for you today.
Lesson six.
No, seven.
Oh, lesson seven.
We're up to seven,
in the 101 series. Mm-hmm. Today it's a look at the city of Los Angeles.
Yes.
And the many bands and much music.
Some of them, yeah, because we avoided some of the scenes. Like there, we kind of shied away from the hair metal. I mean, what I have, well, later on we have something, a newer band covering a hair metal song. You'll see it up there.
Oh,
Number 24.
Like, oh, there we go. Yeah.
That'll be a lark later.
That'll be later on. Okay.
So, but we pick kind of like, a sampling, cherry picking of bands from the city, and we tried to keep it within the city proper. And for those of you who'll be snobby about some of our choices, like Social Distortion, which is really an Orange County band, but they made it at the fucking Roxy.
They did. They were
I count them as an LA band. So that's a Sunset Boulevard. That's a. They're a Sunset.
All of
band.
These bands played on Sunset
yeah.
Boulevard.
Looking at you know what? Fuck, you're right.
Every one of them. From the newest to the oldest.
At one point or another, yes, they did. You're right. You're totally right. Okay. You want to just get right into
it? Let's do it.
All right. Here's fucking Black Flag.
Rise Above.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
fiance.
My biological father said to me once.
My butter. My father's gonna kill me, man.
Low, low, low.
If I lived in China, I'd have some Chinese children. If I lived in China, I'd have some Chinese children. But out of my toes, my little black baby grows, and that's my fact. Well, if I lived in China, I'd have some Chinese children. Yeah, if I lived in China, I'd have some Chinese children. Well, if I lived in China, if I lived in China, uh-huh. Well, out of my ears, my little black baby hears, and that's my fact. Now, if I lived in Russia, I'd have some Chinese children. Yeah, if I lived in Prussia, I'd have some Chinese children. Well, if I lived in India, they'd still be Chinese children. Uh-huh. And out of my toes, my little blue baby grows, and that's another fact. Now, if I lived in Ireland, I'd have some Chinese children. Yeah, if I lived in Ireland, I'd have some Chinese children. Well, if I lived in Spain land, they'd still be Chinese children. And if I lived in Greece land, they'd still be Chinese children. But out of my thumbs, my little red baby runs. And that's another fact, an unchanging fact. I'd still have Chinese children. And if I lived in Iceland, I'd still have Chinese children. Well, if I lived in Greenland, I'd still have Chinese children. But out of my ears, my little gray baby hears, and that's my. Well, if I lived in Thailand, I'd have some Chinese children.
I got Chinese.
truck driving man. He's a head of Ku Klux Klan. When summer rolls around, he'll be lucky if he's not in town. Well, he's got him a house on the hill. He plays country records till he.
ships and 60 men. A course called Portsmouth Ridge. I'll stand at mast, let north winds blow, till half of us are dead. Land ho!
You know, I can't even remember the last time I was on Sunset Boulevard, and I can't even remember the last time I went to the Roxy. But it must
have
been.
I've never been inside.
You've never been to the Roxy?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Yeah, I know.
It's a very interesting place. It's just a small nightclub.
Yeah, but, you know, there's history there. Lots of it.
Lots of it. Yeah. That's for sure. But
Do you recall what the last thing you saw there was?
Last thing, oh my goodness.
we're going to get some dating here. Okay. Let's carbon date this one.
That's about it. You know, I honestly can't remember who the last band was.
How high was the hairdo, do you recall? Yours or the band's?
Oh, it wasn't that high. It wasn't really that high. It was probably...
Would you see Rat or something?
No. It wasn't a hair band. I did see John Mayall and the Blues Breakers.
Oh,
there.
Not bad. All right.
That was quite a long time ago. But I did see something after that. I just can't remember what it is at the moment.
Foggy.
Anyway.
Anywho, do you want to read what we played in the first set?
I think I'll do that.
Tell the people what we played.
We started out with LA's own Black Flag and Rise Above from their album Damaged. Actually, you could consider them a DC band because their singer, Henry Rollins, is from DC.
Yeah, but the rest of the guys are from here.
The rest of them are from Los Angeles. Greg Ginn and their former singer, Des Cadena, who went on to play guitar and then several other people. They're all from Los Angeles, essentially. And they did Rise Above. That was from the Damaged record.
And we pulled that one from Left of the Dial.
To hit
people to that.
Yeah. Okay, that was the single version then. That's on that particular collection. Also, Los Lobos in there from Colossal Head and Más y Más, More and More.
Oh, thank you for the translation.
You're quite welcome. And that's a very interesting record.
Yeah, let's pause for a second and acknowledge the fact that that song fucking rocked.
It rocked. It was crazy. It was the craziest guitar song
I've
ever heard.
Great riff, man. That's got a great riff.
I've never heard anything quite like that from them. Excuse me.
Yes.
We also had Devendra Banhart. Excuse me. Devendra Banhart.
You had a raised eyebrow, but I love that song.
Yeah, it's a very unusual song, very Donovan-like.
Yes. You said that, and then just turned the light on.
Yeah, it's like
above me. That's why I like him. I never realized subconsciously it's because my love for Donovan soaked through and trickled down into Devendra Banhart.
Chinese Children, the name of that song from the record Cripple Crow.
A good record, though.
Yeah, and then we dipped back into the archives way back for the Byrds from Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde and Drugstore Truck Driving Man.
My favorite Byrds song.
Yeah, and one of their most popular songs, I think. It gets played
pretty good one,
quite a lot. quite a lot, and for so many different reasons. But it's a great song. But it's great to include in the LA bands. And we finished. Speaking of LA bands,
yeah, the Doors,
the epitomized LA band, Land Ho from the Doors, from Morrison Hotel.
I'm going to say that's their best record.
You know, I would probably guess that's true, because afterwards comes Soft Parade and a whole bunch of other stuff.
And then L.A. Woman, and then they're done,
L.A. Woman,
right?
That's it. Yeah. And before that was, of course, the first record.
Yeah, the first one in Strange Days is great, too.
And I've heard a lot of stories about Morrison Hotel, about what they were going through. They were a band that wanted to play blues and rock out, and the record company wanted them to play Love You Madly all the time, you know? Yeah. So it was a toss. They were torn between top 40, or they were being torn between top 40 and the blues, basically. Mm-hmm. So they just kind of fizzled. Yeah.
But Morrison Hotel is a great record, though.
It is a very good record. And you are listening to the 101 series, lesson number 7, LA Bands is the feature. My name is Scott.
My name is Anthony. And do you want to just jump right in?
Let's do it.
Here's X.
We've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Detroit. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black
keys.
This is The Balcony in your ear hole. Z, plural.
I'm
the eastern world. It is exploding, violence flaring, and bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? And can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. And a handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Watts, California. You may leave here for 8 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Oh no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
That's right. The Go-Go's. All right.
That was awesome.
Thank you, girls. That was really nice. Excuse
me. You fucking sexist. I caught that here and on air.
Oh, okay.
I'm just glad that I was already looking up and you already had your I'm sorry face on.
That's right.
And you had a hand in the air already.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Okay.
Better. That's better. Dick.
I'm sorry.
Snorting asshole.
Okay. All right, well, you got to get one.
Read what we played now.
That's your
punishment.
That's my punishment. Oh, wow. I'll take that.
Take it.
White Girl started things out from X, from the, actually the 2/4 CD, the Los Angeles Wild Gift 2/4 CD.
You're not sure if it's on Wild Gift, so we're just going to assume.
It was originally on Wild
Gift. Are you sure?
Wild Gift, yes.
I didn't remember.
Yes, that's a good song. And a great, those two records are, I think, are the best ones they ever did. There was Under a Big Black Sun came out.
I like that one too.
That's a really great record, yeah.
That's the one with Motel Room in My Head, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's the one I like, yeah.
Yes, there's some good X records.
Yeah, that's all three of them. Well, there's a couple of good Knitters records too, so there.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
There's your trade-off. We also had Dramarama in there from The Best of Dramarama and
Love
Last Cigarette.
That's a great song.
A very deep track from them. That's not something you would hear very often.
No, that was their other hit. That was actually, it doesn't get played that often, but that was kind of their second, not nearly as big as anything, yeah. But that was the minor second one that didn't chart as well.
Yes, I think Elected also came out as a single, which was a B-side.
I think that might have been the third one that also
disappeared.
Yeah.
And then a very unusual track from Jan and Dean, probably just Dean Torrance sang on that one, Eve of Destruction, from Golden Hits Volumes 1, 2, and 3. And that is such a late era song, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it's Volume 3.
And that's Side 2 of Volume 3.
Right, exactly. Doing a Barry McGuire song is very unusual.
Pretty well, though.
Yeah. Dean Torrance, even though that was a very late time for him. That was after his car accident, and he was still could belt it out. It was really amazing. I got to hand it to the man. He could sing it.
And that segued nicely into the Minutemen.
The Minutemen doing a very interesting, one of their longest tracks. Yeah. Probably 2 minutes and 4 seconds cut the name of that one from Buzz or Howl, Under the Influence of Heat.
Some good guitar in that.
Oh, and I think that, like I told you off air, I think that's better than Double Nickels on a Dime.
I'm going to agree with you.
Well, yeah, so that's a really great record from their SST years. And we finish things off with the Go-Go's.
Yes.
From
those chicks.
One of their last records. Those girls, man. Vacation and Girl of 100 Lists. See, the song had the word girl in it.
Yeah, well,
they
said,
I'm the girl of 100 Lists. That's
this
what
is in
says.
That territory where they can call themselves that. And
yes.
You can't.
I can't. Okay. Thank you, ladies. The Go-Go's. Vacation, the name of the record, and Girl of 100 Lists. You heard it here on the balcony. My name is Scott.
And I am Anthony. And let's see, whatever, you're about halfway through the show.
Yeah.
Should we do the plugs now?
It's your turn to do the plugs.
Fuck.
Yeah. All right. Plug time.
All right. So
stay tuned for all the plugs coming your way.
All right. So I hope you didn't unsubscribe because of that. I'm going to start with the podcast. So that's most likely how you're listening. Thank you for checking us out, and hopefully you've subscribed. And if you've made it this far, you've at least dedicated some time to it, and hopefully we've won you over. We can also email us at balconyradio@gmail.com, and you can send us comments, questions, suggestions. We will reply to every message that you send. And you can go to our website and listen to streaming music handpicked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And basically the gigantic version of what we're doing here now, just without us, though.
Yes, exactly. You hear all the great music that we have in our humongous library streaming around the clock, just coming right at you.
Yep.
24 hours a day.
There you can find more information about us and old shows, stuff like that, and a donate button that we'll just mention.
Yeah, really. Please support us. Hey, click that donate button. It always helps.
Yes. And you can also find us at Facebook, search Balcony Radio, and click like or whatever it is, like or follow, I don't remember. And we'll alert you to when we post a podcast and give you song suggestions and just have general fun. So there you go.
All right. Very good.
Let's get back to it. Play the Monkees.
I will do that.
But I had never, 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 never met you. So baby, be good to me. I got nothing to give you, you see, except everything.
So let's take a loan, I'll put it down.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
You asked me to read this letter that you wrote the night before, and you really should know better, 'cause she's worth a whole lot more. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Then you said the fault was yours, and you really were to blame. Was as if to close the doors and to hide away in shame. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Yes, and why? Tell me why. Can't you see that it's not right? It's a lie, it's a lie. Don't hide your sorrow in the night. Brother, you know you can't run away. Say goodbye. Face her with the trouble, though it's hurting like a curse. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Go and say goodbye. Go and say goodbye.
Thank you.
took me off my guard with disappointment. I got sucked inside of her apartment. She's got dried up flowers, flaky skin, a beaded necklace, and a bottle of gin. She's a nightmare hippie with the skinny fingers on the
great. 88 lines about one woman.
I love that song.
Oh, very. That's,
I love that song so much.
That's so strange.
That's my favorite Beck song. All right. So, hey, you've read it all so far. Let me read
it's
this
your
one.
Turn. Your turn, man.
All right. So that was a really great set.
Yeah.
It started with the Monkees doing my new favorite fucking Monkey song, Porpoise song. And I don't recall which Monkees album that's. Is that from Head?
That's from Head.
Okay. That's from Head.
That's the soundtrack.
And we pulled that from one of our psychedelic compilations called My Mind Goes High, so we'll just hip you onto that one if you're not familiar.
Yes.
And find that on our website.
Yeah. There's lots of information there at the website called balconyradio.com.
One of my favorite LA bands in the last 10 years or so, Rilo Kiley, doing I Never from one of their best records. I'm going to say their best record, More Adventurous. And then you made a face for this one again, Jane's Addiction.
I'm really torn.
That was a good song, though.
That was a good song. Yeah,
Mountain Song from Nothing Shocking.
That could really get you past the little bit of.
You have a Perry Farrell problem. My problem is Dave
yes,
Navarro.
I guess
is my
I
problem
do.
Personally.
You do really?
Yeah, I do, it's more of a personal thing, but yeah, Perry, I don't mind. Dave's the problem for me.
You probably would lean. That would probably be a big problem, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, then we played the great Buffalo Springfield doing Go and Say Goodbye, and that's from the self-titled record Buffalo Springfield. And then the song by Love from their last record, is that correct?
Da Capo, yes.
Mm-hmm. Called Stephanie Knows Who. And you can tell that's why that's their last record, because...
It's crazy, man.
It's kind of a weird song, and that's just obviously Albert Lee doing whatever he wants and having complete control and saying, we're going to play this fucking song and do it like this.
Really?
This is my band.
I will fire your
play
ass.
It my way.
And
man.
They basically... Yeah, that has this the sense of someone playing whatever they... You know, having artistic freedom and
trying to take care of a record contract, probably
feeling an obligation, but you know, somebody who just, you know, who is really trying.
Yes, he does. He really did try. The first couple of Love records are just classic.
Great, great.
Just classic.
But I think
this one is there's a great steep decline.
Yeah, the grip starts to loosen here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we finished up with Beck doing Nightmare Hippie Girl, and that's from Mellow Gold.
So, good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right. And you heard it all here on the 101 series, lesson number 7.
Yes, on the balcony.
Yes, L.A. bands. Bands straight out of Los Angeles,
there's so
Sunset
many.
Boulevard.
This was so hard to do, to choose this. And this is just like a mere sampling. There, if you're familiar with at all with, you know, where bands come from and or the scene in Los Angeles, there are just tons of bands
all over the place
over like 50 year period, maybe, you know, I would even call it 60 years if you want to count some of the stuff that happened in the 50s here, because a lot of people recorded.
Absolutely, you've got to go back to the 50s. I mean, the whole Capitol Records crew there.
Yeah, and the 60s really took off here in LA. And we don't have any surf music. We don't have any rap music, which we could have really included. I mean, this is just really here.
Jan and Dean is the closest to surf music that we get, and that wasn't even surf music.
We're really low on the new wave. I think the Go Go's is as close as we get to that. And you know, so I mean, the palette in Los Angeles is so expansive that it's difficult. So, you know, this is what you get. So,
got to narrowing it down. That was like, okay, name 20 of your favorite.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, what genre?
We'll do that. And then, you know, remember also there's an audience that doesn't want to listen to a 4-hour fucking show.
And that's what it could turn into, no doubt about it.
So, yeah, let's get back to it. Here's one of my favorite bands.
Social Distortion.
Sit for That's perfectly reasonable, by the way.
You broke my heart.
bells, bells, bells.
All right, there you go. Yeah, there, something new.
Bringing LA up to date.
Yes, that's right. From our beloved Silver Lake.
From our oh my goodness,
Lavender Diamond. Hey, fuck it, you like that place?
Oh, I go through it.
You
every
go through
day.
It every day on your
every
bus.
Every day on my.
Come on, one of your favorite record stores is still there, even though it's really not,
not what,
it's, what
it used to
yeah,
be.
I know.
Rockaway Records.
Rockaway. We'll give you. Yeah. We'll give you a plug, Rockaway, because we still love you. But yeah. Fuck, man, you're not what you used to be.
Maybe they will. Maybe they might.
No,
maybe.
No. That's the way it's going to be from now on. I was just there a few days ago. It's just, oh my God, it was fucking.
It's depressing.
It's so sad.
It's very depressing. It's like, what happened to my store, man?
Rockaway is the epitome of what happened to record stores. Well, it's still open one, so it's not totally the story.
Actually, Poobah's would be Poobah's the epitome.
Yeah, but
that's
no, Rockaway's
like
even
steep,
better because.
Bad, horrible decline.
10 years ago, even less than maybe 7 years ago, was the last time Rockaway was at its full size. And it used to be a fairly decent size. I mean, not a warehouse store, but for a record store, it was a pretty good size. It had a lot of racks. It had used and new and all kinds of shit.
A lot to choose from.
A lot to choose from. It was like, I don't know, the size of a really big fucking house or something. And slowly but surely, they have to sell off like their own land on the inside, the space. So now that there's like the Silver Lake Wines is there, which has a little wine, you know, bistro place, or not a bistro, but a little wine room or a tasting room, where it's like, which is like the size
of a wine room and then a hair salon.
And there's a hair salon there, a hair / nail salon there, and then there's a yoga studio. So that gives you an idea how big Rockaway was at one time, and now it's like. The size of a one-bedroom apartment, basically. It's probably the size.
It's a small store in the back of the parking lot.
It's a small store in the back of the parking lot. I'm bad with sizes, but I don't know, 1,000 square feet?
Probably 1,000.
And it used to be so much better, and it's just sad. And the same nerds work there, but there aren't as many.
It's probably about the size of this place that I'm living in right now.
Oh, no,
if you take off, you take out the walls.
I guess, yeah, probably. Jesus. well, no,
it's
I mean,
a little bit larger.
You live alone, so that's you've got good square footage. Shut up. Oh hell, now we're babbling. But you know, too bad for Rockaway, and that's what happens to record stores. They slowly shrink and then they die. But Rockaway is holding on with nails
by
the
skin of their teeth.
Yeah. Yes. Good luck to them.
Yeah, so what did we have in that set there, Anthony?
So that was our last set, and we started with Social D doing Sick Boys from the self-titled record, Social Distortion. Go get it. And then an interesting band called Red Cross doing Notes and Chords Mean Nothing to Me from Born Innocent. And then from Pasadena, Van Halen.
Oh, my goodness.
Doing Where Have All the Good Times Gone from Diver Down, of course. And then Velvet Revolver featuring various members of GNR. And that's as close to GNR as I was going to get.
Thank you for not
doing
playing
Guns N' Roses song, though.
That's true.
Used to Love Her. And that's live. I think that's them appearing on like Kevin and Bean on K-Rock or something. And then we finished up with Lavender Diamond doing You Broke My Heart from The Cavalry of Light.
Straight out of Silver Lake.
Out of Silver Lake, some hipsters with a chick singer.
Oh my! She was a whaler, man. She was like screaming out that song.
Yeah,
was amazing.
I picked a slower one. Some of the other ones are they're kind of like a rocky psych band. They're pretty good.
Okay. Wow, very cool.
Yeah.
And you heard it here on the 101
like
series.
Hipster
shoegaze
is what the rest of their record is like.
Lesson 7, excuse me.
That's right.
Yes.
And we hope you enjoyed that. I'm not going to speak in the royal we. I'm going to speak for you.
For you. We know you enjoyed it.
I know you did. I hope the listeners did too. Thanks for trudging along with us.
You hung in there. And I'm keep sorry. Supporting the balcony, man. You can check us out on on Facebook at Balcony Radio. You can send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com, and you can go to the website at balconyradio.com and check out the 24-hour stream and click that support button.
Yes, thank you very much. And we have one last song that you and I both agreed is just the best way to end this set.
It should. It's straight out of the street.
It's fucking perfect. So this is War and All Day Music. Thanks for listening.
Night.
Like to play, yeah.
I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hey, Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.